Okay, open your Bibles tonight to Psalm chapter 25. And while you're doing that, I'm going to ask God's blessing on the Word. Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to open your Word. But Lord, more than anything, we pray that you'd open our hearts. Lord, help us to see what it is you have for us out of this passage tonight. Lord, it may be a short passage, but Lord, it is something that we need from you. And I just pray that you would move and guide us. Tonight, I pray for clarity and understanding anytime we open your Word, and Lord, that is so tonight. So we lift this up to you, we turn it over to you, and we ask your Spirit to move among us. We thank you and praise you for the blessings that we have through you. In your name we pray. Amen. Psalm chapter 25, verse 4. Maybe 5, depends. We'll see how we can get there. Here we go. It says, "Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths." How are you going to give a message or a study on that? As I'm praying over this week, this passage was brought to my mind through a devotion that I had, and God began to kind of open up different parts of it. And so that's what I want to do tonight, is just to share with you what I feel like. Sometimes we take the Psalms and we know that this is, David, and he's praying to God, he's asking to God, he's desiring more from God. You know, like I said, he reads it and it's, "Make known to me your ways." He's desiring God's ways. He's desiring for God to teach him his path. Sometimes I wonder if we desire enough. We go to God in our Bible study. We go to God in our devotion time, in our quiet time. We go to Sunday school. We go to Bible study. We go to church. And we say, "God, teach me. God, show me." And anytime we ask, God will give us what He desires us to have. He just wants us to ask. And so, as I look at this passage, I love the way David starts it out. "Make me know. Make me to know your ways, O Lord." When I look at that, when I think about that, I think of all the times that as a teacher, as a coach, as a parent, when I've wanted to say, "I'm going to make you know this." And here, it's the learner, the one that is desiring to know. And David, when he says that, it's not like God's like, "I'm going to make you learn this," because God is not going to force feed us, like we talked about tonight in men's Bible study. God's not going to force feed us. He wants us to ask for wisdom. He wants us to ask for understanding. He wants us to seek peace. He wants us to pursue it. He wants us to do all those things. He wants us to desire His presence. And that's what David's doing. But sometimes I can relate so much with this passage, because I have to come to God sometimes and say, "God, you're going to have to make me understand this." And not in a forceful way, but in a way that I'm just not getting it. It's not sinking in. And so when I think the psalmist says, when David says, "Lord, make me know your ways. Lord, I'm willing to let you make me do this. Do whatever it takes to make me know your ways." And so as I began to study that, just that part of this verse this week, I looked something up. And it says the ways, because in this verse here you've got ways and paths. "Make me know your ways and teach me your paths." Well, in the country, this is the way you go. This is the path you take. They seem like the same thing. But that's really not what the psalmist is saying. When he's talking about "make me to know your ways," that is talking about the general thing that's out there with God, the general idea, the general way of thinking or the area of belief that God has for me. God's ways of doing things. It's not a particular thing. It's not a particular issue. It's not a particular time. But in general, God, I want to learn the way you think. I want to learn the way you want me to do things. My way of thinking, Lord, make your way of thinking my way of thinking. Help me to understand how you would have me think. So the psalmist says, make me know the way you think. Because too many times, I used to, when my kids were growing up, I would try to teach them the way I'm thinking. I would try to teach them my thoughts. You know, if it was on a ball field or on a basketball floor, you know, in a classroom, you're trying to relate to that person. You're not getting what I'm thinking. You ever been there? You ever done that when it's like, you're not hearing what I'm thinking? You know what I mean? I taught youth for a long time, and there would be times where they're like, come on, you need to answer what I'm thinking. That type of a mentality. I just wish you could understand what I'm thinking because it's not coming out the way I'm thinking. I just wish you could understand my way of thinking. You know, when Nathan was growing up, I wanted him to understand why I wanted him to do those things. Not just, I want you to do these things because they're right, but I want you to understand why I want you to do them. I want you to understand my way of thinking. And that's what the psalmist is saying here. God, I want to know your way of thinking. I don't just want to know what you want me to do. I want to know your way of thinking. And as we understand that idea of ways, now we get to back up. Because he says, make me to know your ways. The psalmist understood that there was a way of thinking that God had. There was a way of understanding that area of belief, that idea of what is out there that God wants me to understand. The psalmist acknowledged that that's out there. Make me know it. I know it's out there. I know there's a way of think that you want me to think. I know there's a way you want me to understand. I know it's out there. And I want you to make it known to me. Too many times, we know that there's a way God desires for us. We know there is a way of thinking out there for us that God has. But we don't really always want it. We don't really always want Him to make it known to us. Well, I'll stumble on it eventually. But here, David says, make it known to me. I know it's out there. You and I, we know God has that way of thinking out there. But if He looks into my heart, is my desire to Him, God, make it known to me. So many times, and this is where I'm guilty, I just want God to say, Steve, this is what I'm thinking. This is the reason I'm thinking this way. This is what I'm wanting you to do. This is what I'm wanting you to learn. This is how I'm wanting you to think, and this is why. And I just want Him to zap me and that to go in. But the psalmist says, make me to know your ways. Behind that statement, there is two things. One is, God, just make me know. I don't want to have to do anything. I want you just to make me know. I don't want to have to read your word constantly and dig into it because that takes a lot of effort. I want you just to make me know. But the other idea, which I think is better, is David's like, man, I can read your scriptures all day long, God, and sometimes I just don't get it. Make me know. I desire for you to make me know the way. Why do you want me to think this way? Because it all points back to Him. It all glorifies Him, and He wants me to think that way, have that way of thinking. His ways God's ways, His purposes, should all point back and glorify Him. And so David is saying, God, make me understand all of the ways that point glory back to You. I get so busy in my life, and I've got a sign on my wall downstairs, it's not about You, and it's cut out in a cross shape. And I understand that, and I read that every day, and I know that life is not about me, it's about Jesus. But sometimes I just focus on where God is sending me, and I don't understand why. Sometimes I miss the point. I might be in the right spot at the right time, but if I don't know why I'm there, can I give God the glory for that? You know, God may place me in a situation, He may place you in a situation, and you may be put there for a reason, and He may use you in that situation. And afterwards you say, well, you know, that worked out pretty good. But I didn't learn anything for the next time that situation comes. To where if I'm seeking His way of thinking, and I ask Him, God, show me Your way of thinking. Don't just put me in that spot, God. I want to know more. I want to know more of You. I think that's what He desires of us. David is a man after God's own heart. And yeah, he wasn't perfect, but he wanted to know God's ways. Make me know Your ways, O Lord. He goes on, he says, teach me Your paths. For a long time, I always looked at those two, like I said, that they kind of meant the same thing. But he's saying here, teach me Your paths. Teach me Your individual direction. What You want me, the way You want me to go. Sometimes I just want to get there however. This past weekend, I was able to, we were blessed enough to sell my mom's dump trailer that we used with my dad's backhoe service. We were able to sell it. And a guy came down he's from Baltimore, Maryland, but he was in Kansas City, and he came down, and he used GPS to get to my mom's house. It sent him to Collins, to Humansville, to Kaplinger Mills, to Stockton. That's the way he went. That's the path he took. And so when he got ready to leave, he had drove off and left the ramps. And so I call him, and I get on the phone, and I say, well, where are you at? I'll bring him to you. Don't come back. Just let me know, and I'll drive him to you. He said, well, I just went past the trailer, past the RV park. And so in my mind, I'm thinking, what RV park did he go by? And he said, there's a little RV park, and on the other side is a cemetery, and you hit a T in the road called Kaplinger Mills. And I thought, dude, you are lost. And he said, well, that's the way GPS sent me. That was the direction. That was the path that his phone had given him. And sometimes with us, we take the path that somebody's given us. And here the psalmist says, teach me Your path. Not the one that is going to get me where I think I need to be. Because as Christians, a lot of times we know we're not going to take that evil path. We know we're not supposed to take that path that's going to lead us to destruction. We know that, and that's our understanding. So we devise our own path. And so when I get to this guy down at Kaplinger, he said, well, I'm going to drive, and he was going to take in over to 54 and turn around. He was going by Wilma's house. He was going clear to Wilma's house and then back to Collins and then up 13. And I'm trying to explain to him how to get where he needed to go. And he's like, well, I've got the path marked out. I've got the path marked out. And I felt like, as I'm looking at this passage, I wonder if God ever looks at me like I looked at that man. You know, because I'm thinking, I could tell you an easy way to get there. Take in straight over to Humansville, go up. Man, he was into 54 back to, and he was. But it was like, I have my path marked out in my phone. It's on my phone, and so I'm good to go. I'm just going to follow where it tells me to go. Instead of taking the direction from someone that knows. And I think as I'm looking at this, man, God must be setting up there saying, Steve, get off the GPS. And I wonder how teachable I am. The psalmist says, teach me your path. Teach me what you have, the particular things that you have for me. Now, the things that he has for me are not the same things he has for Ken or he has for Patrick. The things that, the ways, his way of thinking, yes, that's for all of us. So when it goes back to know his ways, that's for all of us the same. But when it comes to teach me your path, it's like it's saying, teach me your path for me. Teach me the work that you have for me specifically to do. The work in my life that you have, God, teach me that. I need to be taught by Him. The psalmist, when he says, teach me your paths, he has to come to a couple points. Sometimes I have trouble with these points. I've had students, I've had athletes, you have too, that you've tried to coach and you've tried to teach. And you do everything you can to try to get them to understand not just your way of thinking like I talked about earlier, but now this is the way the play works out. This is the way it's designed. This is what you have to do in this bunt and run. This is what you have to do in this shell drill. This is what you have to do for our office to work. And so each one has everybody has the same way of thinking, but everybody has to have that path that they are supposed to take. And the psalmist has to first get to the point of that student or that co-worker or that athlete to say, okay, I want you to tell me what I'm supposed to do. Now, for me as a Christian, sometimes I just want to say, well, I've got the overall idea of what God's wanting, but I don't really want to go through His path. By knowing His way of thinking, by Him teaching me His way of thinking, then I'll eventually get it done. That's if you take that basketball player and we've got this pick and roll designed or we've got something planned and this is your job. Well, our overall goal is to get the ball in the hole, so I'm just going to take it to the basket. That's the way a lot of us are as Christians. We have that mentality that as long as we know the overall good is to glorify God with our lives, then that's what we're setting out to do, and surely it will all work out. And so we design, I'm running a man-to-man offense, and this guy's running his own offense, and it doesn't work. But the psalmist had to humble himself when he said, and he's basically saying, oh Lord, teach me your paths. I may know another path. I may have a GPS worked out. But I want you to teach me your paths. I'm willing to learn. If you say that you want God to teach you His path, then you've got to be willing to learn. We've all had those teachers that say, well, you're going to have to put forth some effort. You're going to have to do some homework to learn this. You're going to have to do some reading to learn this. If I'm going to teach you this, then you've got to put forth some effort. If I'm going to take my time to teach this to you, then you have to put forth some effort. Too many times I look back at my life as a Christian and I say, God, I want you to teach me what I need to do. Teach me where you want me to go. But I'm not willing to put forth my effort. But the request, when he says, teach me your path, shows desire. and desire requires asking. Well, surely God knows. He knows your heart. He knows my heart. He knows that I really want to learn. He knows I want to know His ways. He knows I want to know His path. So why should I ever have to say anything? Because God knows everything. So obviously He knows that I want to know His ways and His paths. I could get in trouble here real easy, but I'm going to go for it anyway. My wife knows I love her. But you know, she tells me every now and then, you know, I like to hear it. You know where I'm going? Man, you've heard that. You know, I know you love me, but it's nice to hear it every now and then. God, He's saying, Steve, I know what you want, but I love hearing you ask. I love you getting down on your knees and saying, God, teach me. God, lead me. God, show me. I love it when people see you depend on me. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Make me know your way of thinking. Teach me the directions that you want me to go. I thought, boy, that's good right there. We'll stop. God said, no, we won't. Verse 5. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Man, if it wasn't enough that I'm saying, God, I want to know your ways. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth. Lead me in your truth. When I ask somebody to teach me, there's a separation. They can teach me from the front of the classroom or from the side of the court or the coach's box, you know, the end of the conference table. But when you say, lead me in your truth, you're willing to reach out and surrender trust to that person that's leading you. We did this several times in youth where we blindfold somebody and you had to lead them through this course. Man, that takes some trust. But not near as much as it takes when you say, or when I say, God, lead me in your truth. We know that truth is what God is. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Everything is right. Everything is just. Everything is true. That's His way. But I can't make it on my own. I can read this book and study this book and I can know God's way and I can know His truth. But I can't make it on my own. I need Him to lead me. It's kind of like that guy with the trailer. I can point him out a way. But if I could have just led him, it would have been so much simpler. But if I'm going to allow God to lead me, again, the humility comes in. The desire, the connection. There are so many things when it comes in to lead me in your truth. So that encompasses lead me in not only your ways, your way of thinking, and your path, the direction. But this is surrender everything. God, don't just teach me. And don't just show me. Don't just make it known to me. God, I want to be in contact with you. I want you to lead me in your truth. Lead me in your truth. And then He says again, and teach me. Well, He's already taught us earlier. So what's He teaching us now? Well, earlier He was teaching us the direction to go. Here He's teaching us your truth. Lead me in your truth and teach me. God, as you lead me, it's kind of like when you see that little kid holding mom or dad's hand and they're looking up and mom and dad's leading them to wherever, but yet they're listening to what mom and dad say. It's a lead me and teach me moment to where, one, I don't know where I'm going, but two, I need to learn from you. But it all comes down to this, and we can go back over those two verses. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me in your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me. But it all comes down to this next verse. For you are the God of my salvation. That's where it's all at. Too many people may want to say, well, I want God to teach me to do what's right. I want God to lead me. I want God to make known to me His ways. But David says, I want you to do all of this because you are the God of my salvation. If He's the God of your salvation, you should desire all of these things. You're not just my God. You're not just this God that's out there, this cosmic force, this sovereign power. But when you make that statement, you're the God of my salvation. You are everything to me. Lord, teach me in your lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. David has made this request to God, these requests to God. He has told God who He is. He has proclaimed that God is the God of his salvation. Here's the part that we have trouble with. For I wait all day long. Now, this is not talking a 24-hour period. This is talking like that idea, man, I worked all day. It just felt like it was an unending process. There was no end to it. Man, I cleaned house all day, you know. Whatever, when we use that idea, that terminology, all day long, it's not a 6 hours or 24 hours. It is, God, I'm going to wait for you unending. That's what we've got to get to. For you, I wait unending. My problem, if I can remember, if I do what I'm supposed to and I say, God, make me know your ways, teach me your path, lead me in your truth and teach me, what are you waiting on? I ask, why aren't you doing it? That's my mentality. That's most of us' mentality. God said to ask for wisdom. Okay, God, I'm asking, give it to me. I'm waiting. What's the problem? We want it right now when God says, sometimes I have given it to you. There's times when God wants to desire, okay, Steve, you say you want me to make me know your ways. Are you serious? And He's going to see if I'm willing to wait patiently in faith, seeking. Not like I'm sitting here waiting for it to flash up on the screen. But because sometimes we think of waiting as if you're at a stoplight. Well, I'll just sit here because it's going to eventually turn green and then I'll go. Or if I'm waiting in a hospital room for the doctor to come in, well, eventually he'll get here. And that's what we think of as waiting. But waiting, when it comes to desiring of the Lord, waiting doesn't mean just setting by biding time. And sometimes that's the way we look at it. Waiting is digging into His Word. It's a desire, it's a time-consuming desire for me to want to know God more. God, I'm going to wait on You. I'm going to read Your Word. I'm going to study. I'm going to pray. I'm just going to spend time desiring. And it's not like I'm going to ask and then just sit here and pass time until You give me that knowledge. I want to know. I want to wait on You. And that waiting process is that process of digging in His Word and praying and spending time with Him. And through that process, it may take a long time for it to sink through my head. But that's what He wants. He wants us to desire Him. And so as the psalmist in these two verses, and I don't like to always take a few verses out, but these were the two that God really spoke to me through this week. Because I need to constantly be thinking of His ways, His overall way of thinking. I need Him to show me the path that He has for me to walk. I need to understand that I've got to surrender to Him and have Him lead me in His truth. And I'm going to have to wait as I dig through His Word. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for all that You do. Lord, as we come to You so many times, Lord, I just want You to give it to me. Lord, I pray that You would spark a desire in me, burn within me to know more. Lord, forgive me where I fail. Walk through this week with us, Lord, holding our hands, teaching us, leading us, guiding us. Because, God, we need it. May we glorify and honor You. In Your name we pray. Amen.